Hey everyone, this is going to be a quick overview of Jim Kitchen's games, and I'll get to that in just a second. Just one thing I wanted to clear up here while I'm getting started. I did have someone ask me to play the Savage Gamut. For those of you that don't know, this is a boxing game, and I looked at it last night, and it was insanely convoluted. And it made my head hurt, so I'm sorry, but I'm not going to play it because I would be absolutely terrible at it. Because there's so many different combinations of moves that you have to remember. And then it's like, what counters this move? What counters that move? How do you block this move? Yeah, so probably not going to play that one. But this is going to be a demo of Jim Kitchen's games. Now, I did a live stream a long time ago, but that wasn't really a proper overview, so I figured I should just do it here. What this is, essentially, is a collection of, about 20 games. 20 to 25, maybe. I forget what the actual count is. Made by a guy from, I think he was from Ohio, and I assume his name was James Kitchen or something like that. Apparently that was his actual name, which is interesting because I thought it was an alias, but I guess not. He made all kinds of games. So you have things like baseball, football, Monopoly, Snakes and Ladders. And he also made a few, let's just call them very adult-themed games, which I will not be covering here for obvious reasons. But it's kind of interesting to note that he's the only person I know of to really make audio adult games, if you were. I guess that's the best way to put it. Or that's the best way I will put it here. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and run this. So what you're going to want to do is download the installer file from agarchive.net. You can run it as admin. And then if you want to install the adult themed games, you have to check the box in the setup process that tells it to install games with, mature content. Let's just leave it there. So I'm going to go ahead and launch this.
Folder view list. Audacity. KeyPass 2. Kitchen Sync. Welcome to Kitchen Sync Games. Use the up and down arrow keys or press the first letter of the game, then press enter to play that game. Exit. Unknown. Awesome. Baseball. Awesome. Exit. Thank you for playing Kitchen Sync Games. Exiting program. Desktop.
Let me actually pause the recording real quick and slow that voice down just a little bit. Okay, hopefully I've made it a little easier to understand. That's always my goal, is to not have it talk so quickly that no one can understand it. Particularly too, because I'm trying to gear this channel at just anyone who may be curious. So if you're not used to it going, which, to be fair, I'm not either. That can be quite disconcerting to listen to.
Folder view list. Kitchens.
So let me run this again.
Welcome to Kitchen Sync Games. Use the up and down arrow keys or press the first letter of the game, then press enter to play that game. Exit. Unknown.
All right, so the reason it's saying unknown, that's NVDA, which I'm going to turn off.
Speech mode on.
The speech for NVDA, because these games are self-voicing using any text-to-speech voice that you may have on your computer. So here we are in the menu. If you hit F1.
Use the up and down arrow keys or press the first letter of the game, then press enter to play that game.
F1 will give you help. F12 will let you change the voice.
Awesome.
Well, actually, it doesn't here. But basically, this is a list of games, so I'm going to arrow through these and explain to you what they are. So
exit.
I put my cursor back on exit. If I down arrow.
Awesome.
That is Awesome Homer. It's a side-scrolling platformer type of game where you're playing as Homer and you have to go through a bunch of levels. This one is really, really, really difficult.
Baseball.
Baseball. This is his version of baseball.
Batting.
That is a batting practice program to let you practice playing baseball.
Battleship.
This is, of course, the classic game of Battleship. You can play Classic Battleship or Star Battleship, which I believe is playing with spaceships.
Braille.
Braille, it's a Braille program. I think it lets you reference Braille information. It's not really a game.
Brain.
Brain, this is a weird program that makes sounds, a bunch of weird sounds.
Casino.
Casino. This is, as you might expect, a pack of casino games, which I'll demo in just a minute. So, obviously, I'm not going to be able to go through all of these, but I'll go through two or three of them just to give you an idea.
Concentration.
Concentration. I think that's a game show type of game where you try to win prizes.
Coupling.
Coupling. This is an adult-themed game. Not as bad as the other ones are, but just be aware of that.
Dungeon.
This is not what you think it is. This is called Dungeon Master, and it is not an RPG. Let's just say you are a guy, and you're in a castle, and you have your way with a bunch of women. Let's just leave it at that.
Football.
This is his version of football. Not as interesting as baseball because it's not interactive. It's more you tell your people what to do and they do it. And just to put out here, I am not a sports fan at all. I'm just not and never will be.
Golf.
This is golf, his version of golf.
Golf course maker.
This is a golf course maker, so you can customize what the golf course is like, basically. You can change the descriptions for quite a few different things.
Guns.
Guns, this is a program that makes gun noises.
Hangman.
Obviously the classic game of Hangman. Actually, this might be good to demo, too.
Homer.
This is Homer, I think it's Homer on a Harley, which is a driving game. I'm not a fan of his driving games. I could never wrap my head around how they work.
Ladders.
This is the classic game of snakes and ladders.
Life.
The game of life.
Mach 1 TTS.
Mach 1, this is another racing game that's really weird.
Mastermind.
The classic game of Mastermind.
Monopoly.
Of course, we have everyone's favorite, or maybe it's not your favorite, Monopoly.
Monopoly Board Maker.
The Monopoly Board Maker lets you make your own boards, and what that basically means is you can customize the names of the properties. You can customize the name for the currency, all the tokens, pretty much everything on the board and every aspect of this game you can customize. So if you want to make some really, really weird game, you can.
Pizza.
Pizza, this is a kind of a cool game where you're driving around delivering pizzas and you earn more money the faster that you can travel. I'm not very good at this game because it's a grid-based layout, so you're driving through a town and you have to travel down the streets to the proper places.
Pong.
This is the game of Pong.
Press.
Press your luck. I think this is a game show.
Puppy One.
This is another flight. It's like a plane game where you're flying a plane and you have to shoot the enemy. Again, I don't get this one.
Reaction.
That's a reaction-based game. I can probably play that one real quick.
Reader.
This is a text file reader, so it's not a game. It just reads .txt files.
Simon.
The classic game of Simon with a whole bunch of sounds.
Skunk.
This is some kind of dice game.
Spanker,
that is, of course, another adult game, which I'm not going to talk about.
Star Mule
is actually kind of a cool game where you're traveling through outer space trading drugs and trying to sell them for money.
Strip War.
Another adult game, obviously, where you play different card games and, let's just leave it at that.
TJS.
This is another adult game, a very interesting one. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Justest.
Now, you may not be able to understand that, but that was supposed to say TJS tests. This is the Triple J Shooter test program that prints test messages.
Trivia.
This is a trivia game. This one is kind of cool because it's got a bunch of different trivia lists in it. So if you like trivia and you like to answer trivia questions, you'll probably like this one. I'm not very good at trivia.
Trucker.
This is a truck simulation game where you're driving a truck and you have to deliver your product on time.
Waver.
This is a wave file player. It'll play wave files.
Yahtzee.
And, of course, the classic game of Yahtzee.
Exit.
And that's pretty much an overview of what's here. So, let's see. What should I play? So let's start with Hangman. Why not? Just because...
Hangman.
That's a pretty easy one.
Hangman, version 2, by Jim Kitchen. Select, start game.
Alright, so you hear the intro, and now we're in a menu where you can choose options.
Read instructions. Read special key instructions. Change voice. Adjust rate of speech. Toggle phonetic spelling. Read log file. Open log file in Notepad. Exit game. Start game.
So pretty self-explanatory. You can change voices on your computer for all these games, so if you want to use a different voice, you can.
Read instructions.
I think we know how to play Hangman.
Read special key instructions.
Or at least you should know how to play Hangman, but you can read the instructions. The thing I want to show you, though, is the special key instructions.
Special key instructions. F1. Say current prompt. F2. Say if the word is a person, place or thing, and how many letters the word has. F3. Say the letters that you have guessed that are in the word as well as the blanks that remain. F4. Try to say the word as it is. F5. Say the used letters. F6. Say the unused letters. F7. Say the unused letters one at a time. F8. Say the parts of your person. F9. Change voice. F11. Read the instructions. F12. Read the special key instructions. Control key to adjust rate of speech. Shift key to toggle phonetic spelling. Escape key to exit the game. Select. Start game.
So if I hit shift.
Select. Start game.
I might not do it yet. Let me actually start the game here.
Select the word list that you wish to use. Regular word list. Adult word list. Regular word list.
Let's go with the regular list just for the sake of keeping this decent. Yeah, I will not be playing the adult-themed games on YouTube. That'd probably just be one reason to have me banned.
Select the difficulty level, beginner.
So now you choose your difficulty level. Basically, it controls how many parts are added to your person before you're hung.
Easy, regular, beginner.
So let's just, for the sake of demonstration, stay on beginner.
Getting a new word. Your word is a thing and has 5 letters. Press the letter of your guess.
All right, so five letters. Let's always start with vowels. So A, E, I, O, U.
Letter number two is A. Press the letter of your guess. Letter number five is E. Press the letter of your guess. Sorry, there is no I in the word. Now adding a head to your person. Press the letter of your guess. Sorry, there is no O in the word. Now adding an arm to your person. Press the letter of your guess. Letter number four is U. Press the letter of your guess.
All right, let's try Y.
Sorry, there is no Y in the word. Now adding an arm to your person. Press the letter of your guess.
All right, so let's see. I think if I hit F2.
Your word is a thing and has five letters. Press the letter of your guess.
Wait, is it F3?
Blank. A. Blank. U. E. Press the letter of your guess.
Blank. A.
Blank. A. Blank. U. E.
Blank.
Press
a.
the letter of your guess. Sorry, there is no G in the word. Now adding a body to your person. Press the letter of your guess.
I suck at word games. Let's try T.
Sorry, there is no T in the word. Now adding a leg to your person. Press the letter of your guess. Sorry, there is no R in the word. Now adding a leg to your person. Press the letter of your guess. Sorry, there is no P in the word. Now adding a shirt to your person. Press the letter of your guess.
Uh-oh.
Letter number three is L. Press the letter of your guess.
Oh, wait, so...
Blank. A. L. U. E.
Oh,
press
value?
Press the letter of your guess.
V?
Letter number one is V.
Way to go, Idaho!
Yes, you got it. The word was value. Press the escape key to return to the main menu, or any other key to continue.
So that's how you play Hangman.
Select, start game, exit game. You got one right out of one try. That is 100%.
Excellent.
Thank you for playing Hangman by Jim Kitchen. Welcome to Kitchen. Awesome.
Yep, so that is Hangman. Let's see, what else can I demo real quick? I'll do maybe a couple more. How about... We'll do Monopoly.
Mach 1 TTS, Mastermind, Monopoly. Monopoly, version 10, by Jim Kitchen. Would you like to read the instructions? Yes, no. Would you like to read the special key instructions? Yes.
So, up and down arrows in most cases move through choices. Just keep that in mind. Let me read the instructions here.
Special key instructions. F1. Re-speak your entire turn, and or repeat the current prompt. F2. Toggle the background music. F3. Toggle the speaking of property colors. F4. Speak the time. F5. Change player name. F6. Change player token. F7. Read instructions. F8. Read special key instructions. F9. Announce amount currently on free parking. F11. Adjust the volume of the speech and sounds. F12. Change voice. Tilde key, adjust the rate of the speech. Escape key to exit game or current area of the game. Would you like to read the special key instructions? Yes. No. Press a number, 1 to 6, for the number of players.
All right, so you can play this with up to 6 people. And the interesting thing is that if you want to, you can play this with multiple people at the same computer. It's not technically multiplayer in the sense of playing it over the internet or over a network. But I suppose if you were to set this up on your computer and then get someone to control your computer using something like TeamViewer or any other program like that, as long as you could hear the audio, you could technically play this. I'm just going to go with one.
One. Player. Plus A. Computer player. Is this correct? Yes.
So I'm going to hit enter for yes.
Enter your name.
Let's do Chris.
C-H-R-I-S-U. Player number one is Chris. Is this correct? Yes. Chris, do you wish to use this voice? Yes. Enter the name of the computer player or press enter.
I'm just going to hit enter.
The computer player. Player number two is Crichton. Is this correct? Yes.
Sure, why not?
Should Crichton the computer player use this voice? Yes.
Now here's the interesting thing with his games. A lot of them let you change voices for different players or for different things. So for example...
No.
I'm going to choose no.
Should Crichton the computer player use this voice? Yes. No.
Should Crichton the computer player use this voice? Yes. No.
Should Crichton the computer player use this voice? Yes.
So it cycles through all your voices. Let's just,
no.
For the sake of demo, for the sake of demonstrating this, give it Microsoft David.
Should Crichton the computer player use this voice? Yes.
Chris, player number one. Choose your token. Battleship. Bear. Cannon. Dog. Horse and rider.
So these are all your tokens. They have different sounds, basically.
Iron. Lantern. Purse. Race car. Rocking horse. Sack of money. Shoe. Thimble. Top hat. Train. Wheelbarrow. Custom. Battleship.
Or you can type in a name in custom. Let's just choose...
Bear.
Battleship.
Battleship.
Would you like to give Crichton player number two, the computer player, a custom token? Yes. No.
Not sure why it's kind of talking faster, but let's just say no.
Crichton player number two. Choose your token. Bear.
Chris, player number one. Select the sound file for your token. Original. Ball. Basketball. Bear. Boat. Bounce. Camera. Cane tap. Cannon. Car. Car horn. Cat. Chicken. Clock. Dog. Duck. Frog. Gun. Horse. Iron. Lantern. Money. Parrot. Pig. Purse. Race car. Rocking horse. Sheep. Shoe. Shoe 2. Thimble. Top hat. Train. Wheel. Original.
So you can change the sound that plays with your token. I'm just going to choose original.
Chris, player number one. Do you wish to use this sound file for your token? Yes.
Yeah, it's fine.
Crichton, player number two. Select the sound file for your token. Original.
So the computer is making me choose it, which is interesting.
Crichton, player number two. Do you wish to use this sound file for your token? Yes. No. Crichton, player
Actually,
number
let's
two.
Do...
Ball. Basketball. Bear.
Let's do this.
Basketball.
Why not?
Crichton, player, no. Yes.
Do you wish to play with money on free parking? Yes.
Of course I do.
How much would you like to start with on free parking? Select 200, 300, 400.
So I'm just down arrowing here?
500, 600, 700, 800, 900, 1000, 100, 1000. Should there be a choice when you land on chance? No. Should a player collect rent if they are in jail? Yes. No. Should there be an auction for a property that is landed on but not bought? Yes. No. Would you like to tour the game board? No. Should we roll the dice to see who goes first? Yes. No. Chris, player number one. On go. Select. Roll dice.
And it didn't ask me to choose the board, I don't think.
Check assets.
But anyway, so I'm in Monopoly now, and I can arrow through this menu here.
Tour board. Manage properties. Buy, sell, or trade. Save game. Player number one resigns from game. Exit game. Roll dice.
A lot of these are pretty self-explanatory.
Check assets. Chris, player number one. The battleship. You have $1,500 in cash. Chris, player number one. On go. Select. Roll dice.
So I'm going to play a couple rounds here, just to give you an idea.
You roll a 2 and a 6 for a total of 8. You land on Vermont Avenue, which is for sale. You may buy Vermont Avenue for $100. You have $1,500. Select. Buy. Check. Don't buy. Buy.
So I can buy it. I can check it.
Check. Vermont Avenue. One of the three cyan properties. Price $100. The other cyan properties are Oriental Avenue, which is still for sale. Connecticut Avenue, which is still for sale. Rent on Vermont Avenue is $6. $30 with one house. $90 with two houses. $270 with three houses. $400 with four houses. And $550 with a hotel. Houses cost $50. Select. Buy. Chris, player number one. You now own Vermont Avenue. You now have $1,400.
And if I hit a button...
Crichton, player number two. On go. Select. Roll dice. You roll a 2 and a 5 for a total of 7. You land on chance. You draw a chance card. It reads, Bank pays you dividend of $50. You now have $1,550.
Right, so you heard the computer's turn happening, and of course that was being spoken using the Microsoft David voice.
Chris, player number 1, on Vermont Avenue. Select, roll dice.
Which is pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool that these games still run just fine on Windows 11.
Exit game.
Alright, so I'm going to exit here.
Do you wish to exit the game without saving it? No. Yes. Thank you for playing Monopoly by Jim Kitchen. Welcome to Yahtzee. Exit.
So that's how his Monopoly game works. I'm trying to think if I should demo some more or just stop here. I might just stop here because I think you get the idea, and I could sit here for hours and hours and play these. So I'm just going to choose exit.
Thank you for playing Kitchen Sink Games. Exiting program.
So that is the main collection of games. He also made some self-voicing games, which uses your screen reader to read the prompts out, basically. The one I want to show you real quick is Bop It. And then, of course, he also made some titles for DOS, I believe, but, who uses DOS anymore, right?
Speech mode talk.
So I'm going to go here.
All apps button, show all my apps and websites. All apps list.
So I'm going to go here and hit B.
B group it, Bop It, new, form 1.
And launch Bop It. Now, the problem with this game is it may or may not work right.
Pitch rate 60. No button, Alt plus N.
Okay, I'm going to hit NVDA B to read this dialogue.
Dialogue Bop It by Jim Kitchen. Would you like to read the instructions? Yes button, Alt plus Y.
Sure, let's read the instructions.
Dialogue instructions. You will first be asked to enter V for voice or T for tone. I recommend that you try voice first. Next, you will be asked to enter the number for the difficulty level. Now it is time to start playing. So as soon as you hear twist it, press the right arrow key. As soon as you hear pull it, press the left arrow key. As soon as you hear bop it, press the down arrow key. The amount of time that you have to press the correct key will decrease as you play at 100. You will get a break, but be ready to continue to play. You need to have the PC cursor on. Do you want to read the instructions again? Yes button, Alt plus Y.
Okay, obviously he wasn't using punctuation because that was a massive run-on sentence, which I barely understood. Basically, you hit V for voice mode or T for tone mode, and then right arrow is twist it, I believe, down arrow is bop it, left arrow is pull it.
No button, Alt, dialogue. Enter V for voice or T for tone, edit blank.
I'm just gonna hit V and then hit enter.
Dialogue, 1 equals expert, 2 equals regular, 3 equals beginner, enter the difficulty level, edit blank.
I'm gonna go beginner.
Dialogue, are you ready to start? Yes button, Alt plus Y.
Yes.
Form 1.
Oh, and this doesn't work?
No button, Alt plus N.
The hell?
Dialogue, your score is 0. Would you like to play a yes button, Alt? Dialogue, Bop It by Jim Kitchen. Would you like to read the no button, Alt? Dialogue, enter V for voice or T for tone.
Let's try tone mode.
Dialogue, 1 equals expert, 2 equals regular.
Let's try regular.
Dialogue, are you ready to start? Yes button, Alt, form 1.
Well, maybe this doesn't work anymore.
Dialogue, your score is 0. Would you like to play again? Yes button, Alt plus Y.
Hmm. I wonder if it finally broke with Windows 11. That kind of sucks.
No button, Alt plus N.
But it's nothing that special, really. It's just his version of Bop It.
Desktop list, kitchen sink.
But anyway, those are the kitchen sink games. They're pretty cool. They were the very, well, I don't want to say the first games I played, but pretty close to it. Probably after Entombed. And Jim Kitchen, of course, died in 2015, which is unfortunate, but he left behind quite the legacy. So hopefully people will continue to enjoy his games for many years to come. I know I will. But that's going to do it for me. For this demonstration.
Track one, so.
You guys take care, and if you have any questions, comments, things like that, let me know. But until next time, bye.